Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
There's another unbelievable TSA story. They're not just running around on highway checkpoints now or showing up at Paul Ryan events. TSA now, when they do these stupid shutdowns, they take an eight-hour course to then identify you're a terrorist. Hey, the terrorists are who your boss has got on the plane, the underwear bomber. And now they get real mad if you won't answer their stupid questions. It's like, come on, man. Not enough you want to grab my children's body parts and my wife, but now I got to sit here and answer your stupid questions, and if you don't like it, I can't fly because you're God. So you can just immobilize me like I'm somebody in Nazi Germany and I can't travel. How about you just go straight to Hades? You know what I mean? I mean, I'm not playing your stupid games. What are you, a convicted pervert or something? I know that's who they hired to be the commander of your organization. We hate you. We know who you are. We're exposing you, maggots. Now, used to, I'd say, not all the TSA are bad, blah, blah, blah. A lot of them just want jobs. And they always have the special supervisor that's the perv that likes to grab your wife. But we need to recognize this for what it is and get angry about it. If you just joined us, our top story is a county judge. That means the head of the county commission in Lubbock has said they got to get ready for martial law and UN invasion. But it won't be that exactly, and I'll explain that after the break. But let's start going to some of your phone calls, and we'll get into Al-Qaeda ransacking homes, doing horrible things, torturing people, and then making them suicide bomb. Or they kill their family. In the propaganda piece, but I researched it more, they don't even tell you that. They say, oh, they told him, you go free, just drive this truck. Well, the guy obviously knew and got out, so it didn't blow up the police. But they don't tell you that in these cases, but it came out later in a side issue that they threatened to kill their family that still lives in the village where Al-Qaeda has occupied. And they tell daddy after torturing him, you're going to go do this or you're dead. And who knows what the loving Al-Qaeda will do to the families in the village now. I'm sure it'll be something. Maybe Al-Qaeda should be given a peace prize. In fact, I'm going to nominate Al-Qaeda for a peace prize. I mean, they gave one to Obama, and Al-Qaeda, we're told, is valiant and loving and good and hiding in our underwear. So the TSA, well, has to, you know, do what they do best. Sharon in West Virginia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, thanks for taking my call, and thanks for getting the news out to us. It really sounds to me like they're ramping up their plan to clamp down on us, and I believe that we are living in a police state, but right now we need more than ever to embrace our police and our military and wake them up.
No, it's an emergency situation, because if we don't, there's going to probably be a civil war, and they'll be committed against us, and then we're going to have no choice but to defend ourselves. So it's either wake them up, or things won't look good. Go ahead.
Yeah, we've got to talk to our troops, or any friends in the police department we have, any family members that are in the military, we need to talk to them. You can't jam it down their throat like a starving dog will take a bone from your hand, but if you try to jam it down his throat, he's going to spit it back out at you.
In my experience, it's best to just hammer people with info, and because if they're not, if they don't already know something's wrong, they just need that confirmation and support. We need to get the buzz going, and the buzz is going against this tyranny, but we need it to explode and race across the country in peaceful resistance to the foreign occupational takeover. Then we can start arresting the globalists. Once we ever get to that point, they push too far. The Fast and Furious thing could lead right through all their ranks, right through the ranks of all the criminals. We could arrest thousands of them just off that.
Did Iceland get bounty hunters to go after the banksters?
Yes.
Is that true?
Yeah, 400,000 Vikings.
How can we do that? Wouldn't that be a great place to start?
Well, we have to wake up. Yeah, we have to be smart enough. See, the Icelanders haven't been drinking fluoride. They put fluoride in there to brain damage us. I mean, Harvard admits it. I mean, they assault us. These people are beyond criminal. And you notice they poison everybody. Cops, military, bureaucrats, FBI agents, they're all killing you too. You just got to have the courage to admit it.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert. Available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
For many years, the 100% organic nutritional supplement, Heart and Body Extract, has been helping people worldwide with wellness issues. It all started with the health concerns of the product's creator, Sharon Harris.
I know what it's like to suffer, to be in pain, to have severe headaches, to have legs, ankles, feet so swollen, I was not able to wear my own shoes. Out of desperation, I decided I'm going to need to create something.
The result is Heart and Body Extract.
Well, Heart and Body Extract is a liquid, an organic herbal formula. It's made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, butcher's broom, bilberry, kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper.
Many people see results with Heart and Body Extract in as little as 2 to 3 weeks. Get well now. To order, visit hnbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming to you live from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin. I am Alex Jones, your host. Thank you so much again for joining us for another hour of worldwide transmission against tyranny in defense of liberty. We are going to be going to your phone calls here in a moment. Obviously, throwing out the topic there. We played the clip earlier. We'll play it again later in the hour. A county judge, the head of the county commissioner's court, it's like the county city council. I know some states don't have that system. Shed, they're getting ready for world government, the takeover of America. If Obama is reelected, he thinks that there's going to be a revolution. Now, again, obviously, Romney's a globalist as well, but the fact that more and more people are talking like this, this is a pretty big, you know, county, big city out there, one of the biggest in West Texas, and it just shows this is the type of info I'm getting from police, military, on and off the air. And just amazing sources at the State House. I've talked to state senators off the record that say, look, we know what's going on. We hate the New World Order. And they know John Warner Defense Authorization Act is designed to use FEMA and the regular big army against the states if the states say no to tyranny. The federal government has been seized by foreign banking cartel. I mean, it's that simple. In fact, I've played this probably 50
right
times.
Now, the question is, do we all work for central bankers? That's what I want to address to our guest tonight. Is this global governance at last? Is it one world, the central bankers in charge? Jim Urio, you say we've got some downside here, a correction in the markets. Fine. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do? Aren't we all just counting on the fact that there's a Bernanke put and that we won't go any lower than, say, 5% down from here?
Of course we are, because if we look at the economic data, there's nothing to get excited about in that. So we, you know, yesterday we saw some reluctance.
And they go on through the other four guests as saying we're under foreign banks, here's how they took over. Hey, you got to congratulate how good they were at taking over. Yeah. Would you be mad if the Russians were doing this? Yeah, you'd be up in arms today. Would you be mad if the Chinese? Yeah, you'd be up in arms today. Would you be mad if the Germans did this? Yeah, you'd be up in arms. If Mexico could do this, you'd be up in arms. We don't need to get up in arms. We don't want to get up in arms. We need to stop falling back that, oh, we're just going to wait and, you know, we're going to wait till they try to march down our street. And then when the UN comes down our road, our police are going to fight with them. They're not going to come in blue helmets. That's why they've unified our military with the UN with blue, dark blue berets and black berets, mainly black berets. They're unifying the command structure. They're unifying the police codes. They're trying to head this off by federalizing the police right now. They're giving police, if they're special and in the right units, but soon it'll be all of them, little federal ID cards. It's all happening. The federal government got taken over. This is elementary. The federal government got taken over. And I know you know this as regular listeners, but we've got to go talk to our neighbors like they're 5 years old and go, let me explain what happened. Foreign mega banks, the ones that brag they've conquered the world. Here's a free InfoWars magazine that has all their quotes in an article called Bankers Have Conquered the United States. Here's links to the videos where they say it. They explain how they created $1,500 trillion in fake paper, had government sign on to the debt that isn't even our debt to hold us hostage, and then their agenda is called Agenda 21, which means total takeover of society and turning us into poor prisoners, basically. In their words, they call it a prison planet. That's why I have prisonplanet.com. They say we need to go to a Chinese-style control system, a prison planet. So we fight a prison planet with the info war. And here we are now, and they're getting ready to really implode the economy, but they don't want to do it until they think everyone is prepared for it. And then they can pose as the saviors in the reorganization of the country. More than half the nation in their official UN maps, we just showed one on screen, will be off limits. These maps were shown in Congress in 1993. We can put those back on screen. Core reserves, little or no human use. Buffer zones, highly regulated use. And by the way, that map in 92, the area right outside Austin where they have it in red is the area they stole from ranchers and people and took away from them, but then built on it themselves later. I mean, this is they're doing this, okay? They're following a plan, a recipe. It'd be like if my wife said, hey, will you stop by Whole Foods on the way home, I need this, and that, you know, need some type of fish, need you to get some ginger, need you to get some of this sauce, oh, you're going to make my favorite fish, yes, I need you to get some broccoli, need you to get some cauliflower, whatever the case is, get some artichoke hearts, and then I come home and she's got a recipe, and she sits there and cooks it. So, you know, we're watching the New World Order takeover, they even tell us what the recipe is. Cut off the resources, pose as saviors, get everybody fighting with each other on racial and religious issues while the corporate banksters rule over us and shut down our economy in phases while posing as saviors so a bunch of mega monopoly corporations can take over who are anti-free market. Now, I know I say that almost every day here on the show, and I'm going to continue to say that. I'm going to continue to warn you because that's it. That's the game plan. And if we don't get that out to people, it's over. It's over. This isn't just a takeover financially. They want to physically, once and for all, have a war with the American people, using police and military, who they hate with a passion, while they sit offshore. We all kill each other and just wear each other out. The economy breaks down further. They blame the economy imploding on the Civil War / race war. While the globalists sit there with their controlled media that's government finance with your tax money. telling you how great they are and how they're trying to stop all the problems. It'd be like a fire department that set fire to your house and then came over to your house and said, oh, look, we put it out for you. That's why you pay us. That's why fire departments actually started in Rome. You can look it up. Julius Caesar's family became prominent and wealthy and kind of put him into where he was early on because they had run one of the main fire departments. It was private. And you had to pay it protection money or they'd burn down your neighborhood. That's, people think the Italian mafia invented that 100 years ago in New York where they'd say, pay us protection or somebody's going to burn down your grocery store. That came from Italy. And they didn't get it from the black nobility 1,000 years ago on the west coast of Italy. No, they got it. That's like 2,200 years old. Okay. 2,200 years old. I mean, that's what government turns into when it's criminal. Let us take your rights or Al-Qaeda is going to kill you. Well, hey, you run Al-Qaeda. Here's all the proof. Shut up, conspiracy theorists. But wait, it's on the news that you run Al-Qaeda. And look at this National Guard magazine cover, The Threat at Home. And it says, veterans, it's teaching the military to fight themselves. Now, when you're 25 years old and in the Army or in the National Guard, 30 years old, you know, 5 years from now, sounds like a long time. But 5 years goes by in about 10 seconds, and now, oh, you're the bad guy. While they have this overlaid propaganda about, oh, let's have rock concerts for the wounded veterans. Oh, let's raise some money and give them a college tuition. Oh, we love the veterans. We love them. They're the number one threat. Prepare to arrest them and take their Second Amendment and lock them up in psych wards if they do anything wrong. Speaking of that, then we'll go to your calls. First Amendment violated his Facebook, assist police in pre-crime investigations. Now, I'm going to be honest with you about this. We began reporting on this Sunday when it first happened, and you notice Infowars.com is surveilled by Homeland Security. That's come out in FOIA documents and then national news, as if we needed to know Big Sis was watching us. But continuing here, it's okay, honey, we're watching you. That's good. We're glad you're watching. You have all your people tune in. Have them all listen. I think the truth's going to sell better than living under your weird, perverted tyranny. All right, continuing here. First Amendment violated as Facebook assists police in pre-crime investigations. That's a Suzanne Posell article. Her articles are really doing well, getting picked up by a lot of publications now that we're publishing her at Infowars.com, and she goes over a lot of the evidence of it. But this is in NBC News. It's also in the Associated Press. The Marine, Brandon Robb, the Rutherford Institute, we've had on before, very respected First Amendment Constitution defending group. John Whitehead said he's talked to him. He is incredibly cogent, very lucid. He doesn't have any mental problems. He's never seen a psychiatrist in this particular incident. He's never been on any kind of medication or drugs. He's a decorated Marine. Yeah, combat Marine. That's why they've got his file. They're scared of him. A bunch of combat he's seen. Now, the point is that on his giant Facebook, now it's turning out somebody else responding to him posted part of a song about sharpening the axe, some song lyrics. And the FBI came with the police in front of his family who videotaped it, and thank God he didn't resist and they'd have killed him, and just took him off to a mental institution and committed him. The government did. And now the Rutherford Institute is suing and trying to get him out. They're having a hearing right now. And so he first did all this on August 13th. Well, they came and grabbed him a few days later. And I'll be honest, you know, we reported on it, but I thought, well, maybe they know, because, you know, I'm still giving the benefit of the doubt just a little bit. Not that I know it won't be evil and bad in the final equation, but I still just can't have that be a default. So I said, yeah, looks bad. We wrote articles about it. Then we started learning other talk show hosts and people that we've had articles at InfoWars about. You've heard it here on the show. Who say things even milder, like the hammer's coming down, I'm buying more guns to protect myself. They come and grab them, psychiatrically commit them, take their guns. So this looks like how they're going to try to come at us. Well, it doesn't look like it. This is what's happening. Is via saying we're mentally ill if we say there's a tyranny. And the one reason, they said the fact that he believed the government stages terror attacks is a sign of mental illness. That was in the court filings. Now, we're now getting all the court filings that he's crazy. He thinks the government stages stuff. ABC News, Reuters, AP, Gulf of Tonkin, USS Liberty, Operation Ajax, I mean, London Guardian this week had an article about the U.S. government and false flags. Are we going to arrest all them? Hey, listen, you're not going to be able to throw us all in your little Soviet loony bins with your nutcase little tyrant psychologist and people that have never even lived in the real world, okay? And everybody's up in arms about this. People are out there protesting outside the psych ward. And the veterans that realize what's happening. So keep pushing it, globalists. Keep pushing it.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from Carnivora.com. That's Carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Brandon Robb of Virginia in closing, then I'm going to go to your calls. I was telling him, try to get him on the show as soon as they get him out of the government brainwashing thought crime camp. That's what it is. I'm not just using those terms. That's what it is. As soon as the Ministry of Love police release him out of the Ministry of Truth, because war is peace and slavery is a good thing, according to them, I want to get him on. It turned out McBreen is already in contact with the lady that the family gave the video to. They're scared of the feds, but they're listeners. They're all listeners. Of course he's a listener, and I just knew it. And so we're going to try to get them on the show as soon as they get him out of the lunatic asylum. Totally cogent, totally focused. It's some lyrics from a song about sharpening an axe. I mean, the globalists are sharpening their axe for America. Foreign banks. The courts are ruling foreign banks can take your bank account and just keep your money now. I mean, they're criminals. They're criminals. And just like in other countries, the police and military need to recognize this. Let's go to John in Texas, then we'll go to everybody else that's holding. Go ahead, John. You're on the air.
Hey there, Mr. Jones.
Hey.
I'm a veteran from OIF-3. I was a combat medic with 5-7 Cavalry and 3rd Infantry Division. I've been meaning to call for a while, but I work the night shift, so it's a little hard to do. But this is a little off the topic, but I wanted to let you know how the military treats their soldiers or former soldiers. I've been working for the past almost seven years to better myself and get back into the medical field, and they really make it hard on you. But all that aside, there were some things that that happened overseas. I was labeled with severe PTSD by 3 VA psychiatrists. Therefore, I probably won't be able to own a firearm.
Do is go buy one at a gun show. You don't own firearms?
Well, I'd like to say that my wife owns some firearms.
We'll put it that way.
But, you know, all that aside, we did some things that were pretty heinous, and I'd like to get more in depth with you if possible.
Briefly, go ahead and just tell us what you did that was heinous.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. When I was in Iraq, I had asked for time off. My fiance was cheating on me with my best friend. My dad was putting me in $17,000 worth of debt, as well as I was having some severe nightmares and stuff like that on my 4 hours off. We were doing 20 hours on and 7 days a week. What happened was I wound up using some morphine, and I have a VA psychiatrist saying that it was self-medication. However, I was court-martialed with a general court-martial. I was facing 67 years to life. I wound up pleading guilty. I didn't deny the fact that I did it at all.
Yeah, but you're saying that's heinous? It's heinous to have people for years on end, you know, 20 hours on and stuff. That's why the troops, I mean, it's like trying to blow an engine on a car. They're just absolutely abusing the daylights out of the military while talking about how they love you all day. So that's what's heinous? That doesn't sound...
Yeah, well, I had asked for time off several times, and that's documented.
But, I mean, what's heinous, sir?
Well, like I said, I used some morphine, and they court-martialed me. I wound up serving a year in military penitentiary.
Well, listen, John, I appreciate your call, and I'm sorry to hear that happen to you. That's why there's record numbers of suicides with the military right now, because not only do they do this type of stuff to people, but after you burn out, they put you on a bunch of drugs, which say on the insert they cause you to commit suicide. And then you wonder why they're committing suicide. They're basically giving the troops suicide pills, and then as they commit suicide, they're decommissioning them, they're killing them. Or as they go home and kill their wives and children, they then use that to take all the veterans' guns and rights. It's unbelievable. Again, it's a problem-reaction-solution program. And so that's why there's 7- to 8-fold the record numbers of troops committing suicide. And they're now giving them all sorts of hardcore psychotropic nasal sprays that wipe their brains. It's just open mind control. Just like they openly grow the opium in Afghanistan. And when we expose it, they just went on TV and said, yeah, we grow the opium. Big deal. We catch you using it, you go to jail. We're going to ship it into your country, though. And Pat Tillman, keep your mouth shut. He died fighting Al-Qaeda. Oh, they got caught killing him still. I'd rather believe he died fighting Al-Qaeda. Because I care about the military. Yep. See, I mean, it's delusion. It's delusion.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it, and I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active, organize, take action, go viral, create, contribute, resist, because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com. Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com. Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals. But the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Blasting out on XM channel 166, audio streams, and the free podcast at prisonplanet.com, infowars.com, and streaming video live at prisonplanet.tv. Not just for the live three-hour radio show, but the extensive, sometimes three-hour long, with incredible guests and information, nightly news, 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern, prisonplanet.tv. Now, I will, after Syrian Girl leaves us, get to Tim and get to Julio and get to Ben and Diane and others. You know, I was asking listeners, what do you think of the judge coming out in Lubbock, the head of the county commission? It's called a judge here in Texas, and saying, you know, they're gearing up for martial law, for a foreign New World Order takeover, and I need seven more deputies just to deal with that there in the county. Just to deal with preparations for that. And going on Fox News locally and talking about it. And no one called in to comment on that. You know, we don't always just have open phones. Sometimes I say, here's the topic. I want to get your view on that. Because it's almost just like a free-for-all from every angle. You know, I want to be able just to shoot the breeze with everybody, but I just can't sit here while all this is going on and just go down rabbit trails. That said, we're going to be going to your calls. I hope it's on that subject or something dealing with the mainstream media admitting we're on the edge of financial collapse, all these foreign armies, you know, lining up on borders with each other, just all of the destabilization that we're seeing take place. I mean, this is the big issue. This is what we have to focus on. Now, coming up, we have a bunch of new TSA news. TSA swabbing flyers' hands for explosives during shutdowns. Now they're showing up on the streets. TSA rifling through bags and conducts pat-downs at Paul Ryan event. We're going to be getting more into that report. That's from last night. It's now scrolled off InfoWars main page. That's why it's important to click the breaking news link, because that's a menu of all the stories of the day and yesterday. And there's another link that's top stories, that's stuff out of the featured news. So those links up there at the top are absolutely essential. I hear people on other talk shows going, Alex isn't covering this or that. Yeah, we are. It's just there's so much news, it's scrolling off the page. So those links are absolutely essential. Also, our top stories go out on Real Alex Jones on Twitter. Be sure and follow that on our Facebook, one of our Facebooks. We've got about a million members total on all our different Facebooks. We need to consolidate those somehow. But all of that said, I've got other important news. They're gearing up for what looks like provocateur actions at the RNC in Tampa, which may be canceled because of the hurricane steering perfectly towards it. So we're going to be going over all of that, and we're also going to be here in just a moment, obviously getting into one of our top stories today. BBC censors video showing Syrian rebels forcing prisoner to become suicide bomber. This is chilling video and audio. If you're a radio listener, go to InfoWars.com. It's embedded in the article. The BBC has pulled this, but we have a copy of it. So does the Daily Telegraph there in England. This is big. This is big. Because, yeah, everybody knows the West runs al-Qaeda now. We were talking about that a year and a half ago with the start of the Libya thing. People didn't believe it, but now it's out in the open. But to actually see it and to see them making people suicide bomb or they basically kill their families, that's really waking people up about totally how immoral. The ruling class is beyond not caring and being Machiavelli. They enjoy it. We're going to her here in just a moment. She's under the weather, but she's still willing to come on the show to have her. First off, though, I have pulled the trigger on this. We cannot print more because our shipping department cannot handle it. I was going to print 50,000. Then I decided to print 70,000 of the new InfoWars magazine, the first inaugural edition. And we put 50,000 for free on the streets of Austin. Advertising paid for that. The others, we hope, selling at cost, you know, would pay for it. I miscalculated. And we're selling them when we counted our crew and you know, all that. I was losing money on it. So I went up a few dollars on the bulk orders. So it's really at cost. We actually did the numbers. I just kind of guesstimated it and got it wrong. But we sold 30,000 in the last 36 hours or so. 30,000 copies. There are 10,000 copies left as of the start of the show. I got to go check. So if you want to get the inaugural first edition, I'm not printing any more because I can't ship them all out. Okay, we just aren't set up for that. We're going to get a separate shipping department or a company to do it if this continues to take off like this. Because, I mean, they're in there working 15 hours a day right now just trying to get these out. And we will get them out. We'll probably be about a week behind. The point is you can get an e-copy for free. It's digital. The links all work. It's almost just as cool or cooler in a way than the print at Infowars.com/newsletter. So sign up there for free. Sign up there for free. And we will send you that along with the daily news alerts and all the rest of it. We'll resend it out again today. And in the news blast, they're going to send out this afternoon. There'll be a link in there. You have to look for it because we're not going to send out a whole other email with it again or irritate people if it's just the same one again. Probably won't irritate them, but whatever. We're going to send out a news alert this afternoon. It'll have a link in there again if you missed it. And you can also pay it forward, send this email on to others so they can see it as well. But 90,000 copies, 80,000 of them out there sold or on the street. Less than 10,000 left right now, InfoWarsShop.com. You can buy them in groups of 100. Buy them in groups of 20, 50, 10. And the version you're going to get doesn't have the typo on the front. Say, bankers plot to destory U.S. economy. This was an early print, one run we did that had a typo on it. You'll be getting the one that doesn't have the collector's typo. I'm joking. So that's it. And we'll have to gauge it next month and hopefully be ready to supply you. We're, the request to franchise are flooding in right now. The people are asking for the racks, the handsome InfoWars racks. So we're going to start selling those tomorrow for businesses that are buying them in bulk and are going to sell them and have them in their business. It's on. And so there you go, mainstream media. You could have had popular print. Your print's dying because of your content. Just like your websites are dying. No one likes you. No one believes you. But the dumbest of the dumb. Your time is coming to a close. Go ahead and try to start martial law. I'm not looking forward to it, but it's going to be the end of you. We're going to get you criminals off our stinking backs. Okay. Now, Syrian Girl joins us. We'll talk for this segment. Come back and play the video and the audio of Al-Qaeda ransacking a home. They've taken over a neighborhood. They're making fun of wedding pictures. Putting down the fact that the women don't have their faces covered in wedding pictures and swimming in their swimming pool. And then they torture somebody from the village and tell them that, you know, he can have the truck if he just drives it down the street and it's full of bombs. And they're also getting people and saying, we'll kill your families if you don't go bomb. And that's where most of the suicide bombers are. Suicide bombers are usually dead guys in a truck that's being remote controlled. That's cheap technology. You can buy for about $800. That's been confirmed. Or it's somebody where they've got their 3-year-old back there, you know, tied up in piano wire, and they're going to, you know, they hack up the 7-year-old and go, your 3-year-old's dead if you don't go bomb. Okay, that's what the CIA is. Because it's not our government. It's foreign banker run. Raping children in Abu Ghraib in front of their parents, Army report. When you sign on, no wonder the troops are committing suicide. The propaganda isn't real, and they're treated like dirt. On top of it, we've got totally wicked globalists running things. I'm going to quit ranting. Joining us, a Syrian girl, is herself Sunni. She's not Shiite. It's Sunnis out of different countries like Saudi Arabia in there trying to kill the Shiites. And so she's such a credible witness because her family are exiles from there. They didn't like Assad. But she's saying this is wrong and evil, and has been speaking out for 8 months eloquently and exposing from family she still got there everything that's happening. She's been proven right. And so she joins us to give us a report and a breakdown. I know she's seen this video because this is just par for the course of the unbelievable evil where they say we're going to kill your wife and children if you don't do a suicide bombing. And this is the heroes. This is who we're supposed to worship. Syrian girl, what is it like to see this video and to see the CFR 2 weeks ago come out and say, quote, we need Al-Qaeda and talk about how great they are? Is it hurtful to see Al-Qaeda killing people?
Of course it's hurtful to see Al-Qaeda killing people. And, you know, it's when I look at what's happening in Syria, I can't believe that this is Syria I'm looking at because it's totally different to what we're used to. I know that the Middle East is perceived as this violent place and, you know, these sort of things are sort of common for us, but it's really not. And we're used to having a nice, peaceful life in Syria. You know, maybe we are not rich, but at the end of the day, we have our families, you know, we have the tomorrow. But what they've taken away is tomorrow for us. And these horrors that are happening is just not just shocking for the world, but shocking to a Syrian as well to see it. And the fact that these Al-Qaeda guys, you know, they've taken tactics that we've seen before. So what happened with this video that the BBC took down from their website that's now available on my YouTube channel, they took this man, they tortured him, got him to admit something about being pro-regime or with the, like, fighting alongside the regime. And it, you could see all the bruises on him. And then they put him in a truck, and they drove him to another truck full of explosives. But what they told him was that if he drove this truck to an army checkpoint, that his dad was waiting for him there, and that he would be released. But as a matter of fact, he didn't realize, he didn't even know that the truck had explosives in it. And they were going to detonate it once he reached the checkpoint. But the detonator didn't work. And the New York Times video, the original video, it's all there. And I think it actually got taken down as well from the website. I just heard a tweet.
That's right. I was just noticing the New York Times has now pulled it. BBC has pulled it. This is really backfiring on them. Big time right now. The loving Al-Qaeda, making fun of the wedding photos, torturing the guy, all of it. In fact, do you want to air it now and come back from break and comment on it?
Sure.
Let's go ahead and play this. And since it's for radio, the video is going to stream, but we're going to narrate some of this where there's not audio. Here it is.
A bomb being prepared on the back of a truck. The target, a nearby Syrian government checkpoint at the entrance of the city of Aleppo. This video was shot by reporters for the New York Times, who spent 5 days with a group that fights under the banner of the Free Syrian Army. The group call themselves the Lions of Tabweed and say they'll accept nothing less than the end of the regime of President Bashar al-Assad. This 52-man unit is led by a former accountant and is becoming increasingly organized as the bloody battle for the city of Aleppo continues.
We are all going to be martyrs eventually, but not for nothing.
Taken over the abandoned flat of a police captain loyal to the regime, who's left his personal possessions behind. As well as the family photos, they're also enjoying the luxuries he once had.
Little class envy.
At their base, the group have a prisoner. They say he's a member of the Shabiha militia.
Let's hit pause.
To the government.
By the way, I mean, this guy, obviously, they knew what they were doing. They picked the biggest. This guy looks like he's mentally retarded. I mean, that's who they do for these suicide bombs. This guy looks like he might have an 80 IQ. I mean, you could tell when somebody, the way they talk and look, he's dumber than a box of rocks. I mean, obviously, you know they're putting you on a truck with a bunch of stuff on the back. It's going to explode. But by the grace of God, God protects the little children. That includes mentally retarded people. Let's continue with the video and then get Syrian Girl's take on it. Here it is.
Which is loyal to the government and that he's confessed to carrying out killings. He bears the bruises of a beating, it's said, from those who'd held him before tonight. The rebels appear to be treating him well, offering him cigarettes and a shower, and he's told that he'll be released as part of a prisoner exchange. Blindfolded, he's driven towards the city. He's told all he'll have to do is drive the truck towards a government checkpoint. What he doesn't know is the truck is the one that's been rigged with a 300-kilo bomb. The rebel fighters intend to detonate it remotely when he approaches the checkpoint. He's been tricked into being an unwitting suicide bomber. But the fighters return disappointed. When they pressed the detonator, the bomb failed to explode. The New York Times journalists who filmed all of this say that at the time, they were not aware of the rebels' intentions.
Oh, yeah, right.
Using prisoners as suicide bombers would certainly be considered a war crime. And whilst those opposing President Assad have said they respect the rights of prisoners, this video shows what some rebel fighters are willing to do. Gordon Carrera, BBC News.
Now, the BBC's pulled it, New York Times is pulling it, and early on, the New York Times was quite proud of this. This was some wonderful jihading that they were showing us, but now they get, like when they say they're torturing people, including their kids, like, we're supposed to like that. We're like, we don't like that. They go, oh, we'll arrest those we ordered to do it then. But it just shows the absolute depths of immorality and wickedness. She's in control, but we see the footage where they're throwing families off buildings, murdering people, burning up, blowing up churches, which really makes Obama's people happy. What do you make of this new footage? Why do you think they were so proud of it at first? They thought we'd love it.
I think that they showed the fact that they're organized and the fact that they're actually taking over houses and they're controlling these areas. Maybe they thought that they could get away with it being a show of force. You know, as if, you know, the insurgency is winning. That could be how they intended the message to come across. But on the other hand, it could have just been a mistake, and once the editors saw the backlash, you know, they quickly took it down. Perhaps they didn't realize that people are not that brainwashed, you know. They realize when a war crime is being committed. So I just wanted to say as well that this is not new. It's not a new tactic in Iraq. Many times, cars had been found with booby-trapped bombs in the trunk of the car, and it didn't go off because it was found previously. And that's how these things were done.
That's been confirmed. They were doing that in Iran, where they put the bomb in somebody else's car that they knew was going into a ministry. Then they say that person's a suicide bomber when it blows up.
Exactly. And there was another video actually released from Syria where they have this guy, they have him make a video talking about suicide. But in fact, because he's been kidnapped, he explodes himself and takes them with him. So again, this video is also on my YouTube channel because he's obviously going to be killed anyway.
That's the way to do it. Yeah, you strap me with suicide bombs, I'm going to blow you up. I'm not going to go blow up some police. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. On the other side, we're going to talk about what Syrian Girl predicted 3 weeks ago. They're now saying Assad's going to use chemical weapons, so here comes the Peace Prize president with bombs. Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EZArmor.com if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. EZ Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little EZ Armor costs, and I installed EZ Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EZArmor.com. That's the letters EZArmor.com. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EZArmor.com. Ultimate door security made easy.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com. that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.com are funded by our sponsors and you clicking on them. And the sites are maxed out. We sell as much advertising as we have traffic. They're basically sold out. But we need to raise funds in other areas. There's a lot of areas we haven't monetized. Different areas, and we're looking for partners that want to that we can review your products to see if they're top flight for us to promote, to have a relationship with us. We're looking for firearms distributors, manufacturers, ammo sales, Army, Navy, and survival. Okay, that's what we're looking for, with partnerships to review your products to see if I would like to endorse them and promote them in some new advertising venues that we have. There's a bunch of them that are completely untapped audiences that are hungry for the truth and your quality products. And I have a new salesman. He's one of the guys you've seen on Brothers in Arms, Gunsmith, Matt Williams. It's Williams@Infowars.com. Send your products to him, because if I'm going to accept firearms, other manufacturing as a survivalist as well, we have to review the products. That's why I have him in here, to review them. We don't just take any sponsor. I turn them down constantly. So he's here to review it. We would like to work with you if you have high-quality products. Williams@Infowars.com. Williams@Infowars.com. Okay. There's also the regular advertised link also on Infowars.com. But Williams is the guy handling all the tactical stuff. Okay. Let's go ahead and go back to Syrian Girl for this segment and the next little short one. Continuing here, getting in to the nerve gas. They're saying that Assad's going to use nerve gas, so now NATO's got to bomb the country to help al-Qaeda take over. And meanwhile, al-Qaeda has thousands of missiles they got out of Libya, and that's admitted. I mean, this is just wild. What is Syria facing on that front? Are the humanitarian love bombs coming?
Well, the dangerous thing that's occurring in Syria right now is that they're arming the insurgents with anti-air weapons. And, you know, there's already been reports that they were armed with chemical weapons. So if, you know, if they have this level of sophistication in weapons, it's going to be very dangerous for Syria. And if they use the chemical weapons and the government is blamed for it, that's going to be taken to the UN. And when that's taken to the UN, it could result in either a full sanctions on Syria, in which Syria is starved for 10 years, as Iraq was. You know, weakened and starved, not given no arms trade, no trade of any kind, no medicine trade, no clean water. And that's how you destroy a nation that's too strong to destroy front on. So that's what might eventually happen in Syria. I'm not sure if we would see a direct confrontation quick, as an outcome in the next few years, but it's always a possibility. And, you know, that might actually be coming from Syria's side, because when you corner a cat, eventually it's going to lash out at you. And that might be what we eventually see. And if that happens, it's going to be a regional war.
Well, I agree with you. And it's just so sad to see all of this unfolding. When we come back, I mean, is there a time frame from your sources in Syria? When are they expecting the drones and the attack craft of the Empire, the New World Order, the bankers, to start attacking, to give air cover to the al-Qaeda forces, burning down churches and murdering people? We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com, sign up as a distributor, and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.